Hi, my name is Zakiran, and welcome to my video podcast. This is a universe of desire. This is a perfectly designed universe, designed to inspire within you a continual, never-ending desire for more and growth and expansion. As Abraham has said, the mantra of this universe is more. And the infinite diversity that exists naturally causes choice and preferences, which inspires within everyone desires for improvement, and more importantly, desires for greater levels of joy and fun. Because that is why you are really here on planet Earth, for the joy of creation. We are not here to fix the Earth or to save humanity. Nothing and no one is broken or faulty. Everything and everyone is perfect, just how they are and just how it is. Now, the contrast of what appears to be broken or faulty naturally causes us to desire improvement and inspires us to create that improvement in our lives. So enjoy my video podcast. This is a universe of desire. Hi, my name is Zakiran, and I help success-minded people create the happy, healthy, wealthy, abundant lifestyle they desire. And in my videos, podcasts, articles, and books at Zakiran.com, I reveal the master keys of success, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction so you can create and attract the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. All right, here we go. This is a universe of desire. The universe of creation, all planets and all life, is designed for one thing: constant and never-ending expansion, which is accomplished by the creation of infinite diversity, which naturally creates infinite contrast. In other words, infinite diversity creates infinite choices and infinite preferences, which creates infinite desire, because infinite diversity and contrast provides clarity and preferences. Clarity to know what you like and dislike, what you want more of and what you want less of. So desire is literally the cause of evolution, because we naturally will always desire improvement of everything. We will always desire more and better and more and better. Not because we're greedy bastards trying to scratch an itch that can't be satisfied, but because we are creators. And diversity and choice and contrast causes us to always desire improvement. And not because there is something wrong that needs fixing. Things can be great, but we will still always naturally desire even greater levels of improvement, no matter how good they are. You can be satisfied, but still never run out of things that satisfy you. You can be happy, but never run out of things that make you happy. And that's the optimal situation to be in. You can appreciate what you have, but still not ever run out of things to appreciate. You can be excited about what you have, but still want and attract a never-ending supply of things into your life that excite you. And desire is the key. Desire for more and bigger and better. There is no end to desire, because there is no end to what you can imagine and what you can create. And that is how it should be. That is the essence of desire. It is eternal, like you. It is constantly expansive. Desire is how everything in the universe is created and was created. In the beginning was desire. In the beginning was the thought to create something new. In the beginning was inspiration to create something that not had not had yet been created before. And every day is an absolutely new beginning. It's like Genesis every single day. Every day is Genesis as we desire more and better and greater. Creating the most simple thing is as great and important as creating an entire planet or solar system or universe. Every thought, every desire is infinitely important. Every single desire that you have for anything is infinitely important. No desire is less important than any other desire, and your desire is no less important than anybody else's. Each one of us has the full power of each one of those desires has the full power of the universe in it. Desire is creation itself. Desire is the stuff of gods. And we are all desire beings because we are all divine creators. And we have all come to desire and to create whatever occurs to us. We have all come here to experience the grand diversity and contrast of life, which inspires desire within us to create those desires into physical reality. We are the creators of worlds. You are a creator of worlds. You may not be able to fathom that profound fact right now, but at least look at it this way. Consider the possibility that you are a creator of worlds, or at the very least, you could become a creator of worlds. And you, consider this, you are the creator of your world. Just consider that possibility that you, 100%, no one else on planet Earth or in any universe, is creating your world right now. Just your world, no one else's. No one else is creating your world but you. And your world begins in your mind and then extends out into your body and then your life, which then extends out and inspires and delights potentially other people's lives, influences other people's lives. So you do indeed create your own life, your own reality, your own world. And so does everyone else. And every individual world intertwines with every other person's world through the law of attraction, like the flower of life, and through resonance and aligned vibration. Every single person's individual world is like their own sphere connecting with other people's spheres, like the flower of life. Have you ever seen the flower of life? I should have had a picture ready for you to show you. Anyway, do a Google search, flower of life, which is interlocking spheres, like when the sperm and the egg come together. Two spheres come together, and then they merge, and then they start creating a new body. So you are the king or the queen of your own kingdom. Or you are the non-gender-specific person of your own kingdom. But you have no subjects. You only have advisors. Because no one can tell you what to do. You don't need subjects to do your bidding. Because you have the power of the entire universe to create whatever you want. And you don't need anybody telling you what to do because you know better what you want in your life, and only you can create your own reality. So anybody else's desires, intents about what you should do, could do, is none of their business. So you can let everyone on planet Earth off your hook from your demands that they can be or should be certain ways for you to make you happy, or to help you get what you want. You don't really need anybody else's help. Yeah, it helps to have other people help. It's nice. It's delightful. It's fun to work with other people. But you don't need anybody else to do anything to get what you want. You can let go of all of the agreements you have made with other people to also be certain ways for them, to make them happy. It's not your job to make anybody else's happy. It's not your job to make anyone else on planet Earth or in any other universe happy. It's not even your job to make God happy. It's only your job to make you happy. In fact, that is your only job on planet Earth, to make you happy. To be happy and have fun. That's why you're here. To desire and create those desires into physical reality and have fun doing it. That's why you're here. That is the sum total of your mission in life. You're not here on some holy mission to save anything or to save this planet or to save anyone, because nothing and no one needs saving. And you're not here to prove your worth so that you can get into or through the pearly gates and have eternal life. You are always eternal. You will always be eternal. Nothing could make you uneternal. You're here for the eternal fun of it. You're here for the eternal adventure of creation, because it never stops. Creation never stops, never will stop. You're here to desire and create those desires into physical reality for eternity. You're here to dream of infinite possibilities and then manifest those infinite possibilities into reality. Because you are a dreamer, you are a creator, you are a creator of worlds. This is the universe of desire, and you are a desire being. And the entire universe of universes is your playground to play and have more fun and more fun and more fun and more fun and more fun. So let's play. Hope you enjoyed this video podcast. If you got something from this, please share with your friends. Bless them with these amazing, exciting, profound teachings. Come visit me at zakhyron.com for lots more supportive goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator and manifest your hopes, dreams, and desires into physical reality. My name is Zakhyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, healthy, wealthy, and abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance and fun on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, remember to make life a holiday.